It's 13 minutes to 8, and a rare and deadly strain of tuberculosis has emerged in far north Queensland. A PNG national who's been resident here in Australia is being treated in the Cairns-based hospital with XDR, which is an extremely drug-resistant strain of TB. It comes at a time when the Queensland government is planning a shake-up of its TB services. And now there are concerns that the highly, or ongoing concerns, in fact, that the highly infectious disease will take hold in the Torres Strait. From Brisbane, here's Cathy Van Exel.
The 21-year-old woman has been living in Australia on a visa, and it's believed she was infected with extremely drug-resistant tuberculosis in PNG. XDR was first recognised in 2006 and is rare in Australia. This is believed to be the third case in recent years. Paul Johnson is the Deputy Director of the Department of Infectious Disease at Melbourne's Austin Hospital. He says there's a trend worldwide, including in Australia, for multi-drug-resistant TB.
It's only when they get sick and they start to cough that the risk of other people becoming infected increases. Now, if you've got fully sensitive TB, it's relatively simple and we can cure that disease. If they have multi-drug resistant TB, it's much more complicated, but we can usually cure that disease. If they have extremely drug resistant TB, it's almost taking us back a little bit before the Second World War when we had no effective antibiotic treatment, and the outcomes are not nearly as optimistic.
Professor Johnson says the emergence of XDR TB in Cairns underlines the need for Australia to help PNG get its tuberculosis epidemic under control.
Whatever we think about the ethics of that, it's just straight self-interest for Australia to do that, because it will then save us money in the future as we try, if we have to try to manage very complex cases here.
Dr. Warwick Britton agrees. He's the Professor of Medicine at the University of Sydney and head of the Microbacterial Research Group at the Centenary Institute.
If you don't treat multi-drug resistant tuberculosis, over a period of years you get XDR. And so it's completely predictable that XDR tuberculosis will occur in countries like Papua New Guinea because of the high rates of MDR, which have been ignored.
And that has ramifications for Australia.
There will be individuals who will turn up in Australia with XDR tuberculosis. That's absolutely predictable. I think a bigger ramification for Australia is we need to be helping countries like Papua New Guinea come to grips with their problems of tuberculosis control.
The Commonwealth and Queensland governments have stopped funding TB clinics on Torres Strait Islands, which were largely treating PNG nationals from nearby Western Province. The final clinic was in June. In their place, AusAid is trying to build PNG's capacity to control TB in the Western Province with an $8 million package. But there's ongoing concern about the state of the country's health system. Ian Ronski, the Pro Vice Chancellor of the Faculty of Medicine at James Cook University, says PNG needs long-term help.
Optimistically, there'll be some pockets where we'll be able to establish better treatment protocols, maybe along the coast, that might appear for a short time to have an impact on what comes into Australia. But the scale of the task is huge, and I think Australia needs to be realistic about that. It would take very significant disease eradication programs, I believe, beyond the scale of the current investment to bring this under control.
Professor Ronski says 25% of multi-drug-resistant TB cases in Australia come from PNG, and he expects to see an increasing number of XDR TB cases.
All you need to do is speak to people who've been spending some time in Papua New Guinea to know of the immense scale of the spread of tuberculosis there. It might have the largest incidence of TB anywhere in the globe. We will feel the impact of that, certainly in far north Queensland, particularly in the Torres Strait. We have to have a significant capacity to be able to deal with those sort of health security issues.
The Newman government has confirmed it's planning to radically change the way TB services are delivered. From the end of next month, Queensland's main tuberculosis research centre at Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital will be closed, its resources redeployed to regional centres at Cairns, Rockhampton, Toowoomba and Townsville. The government says TB services will be decentralised and devolved to the state's 17 new hospital board districts, similar to what's happening in New South Wales and Victoria. But the Torres Strait and Northern Peninsula Hospital Board is struggling to find a suitably qualified chairman. And TB specialist Dr Graham Simpson, who ran the Torres Strait clinics, says there's been no consultation.
There are very few people in Queensland who really are experienced in managing this sort of stuff. And, you know, our view is that devolving that service to small units is akin to devolving lung transplant services to district level, that it's really not viable unless you maintain some sort of central structure and reporting structure and collaboration.
A spokesman for the Health Minister says there will be consultation, and there are plans for a centralised TB expert unit to monitor best practice and coordinate what's happening in the regions. Professor Ian Ronski says boosted services in the north could be positive.
I think key things are making sure that the expertise that is available is expanded rather than reduced, and the notion that we ought to be moving some of these services closer to where a number of the cases are coming in, say the Torres Strait, for instance, has some positive sides to it, but the system needs to be made better, not dissipated.
A meeting involving Papua New Guinea and Queensland TB clinicians is due to be held in Cairns on the 4th of September. Graham Simpson remains convinced the end of the Torres Strait clinics will result in a greater number of infections in Australia.
It's a very porous border. There's a lot of drug-resistant TB to the north of it, and it's inevitable that cases will spread south.
Australia has around 1,200 tuberculosis cases a year, one of the lowest rates in the world. Almost all of our cases involve migrants. Warwick Britton from the Centenary Institute has just received a $2.5 million Commonwealth grant for research into multi-drug-resistant TB. With confirmation this year in South Africa of a totally drug-resistant TB, Professor Britton says a new generation of drugs is needed.
The TB drugs we're using are 40 years old. There actually is one new compound which is undergoing clinical trials in South Africa at the moment. So we look forward to the day where we will have a new generation of drugs so that we can get on top of this multi-drug resistant and XDR resistant TB.
Professor Warwick Britton from the University of Sydney, ending that report from Cathy Van Exdel. It's 6 minutes to 8.